Hello, world. Welcome to my show. Thank you for being here. I am Janet Kaliri, your life coach and host on bbsradio.com. It's November 18th, a lovely Tuesday in Los Angeles, a summer day. The skies are clear. I think the smoke is primarily gone. I want to put a big thanks out there to all the firefighters and the volunteers over the last several days who have helped out so many people and put out fires. I think we had 4 fires altogether here in L.A. So thank you, and thank you, Don and Seth, producers of BBS Radio. And again, my name is Janet Kaliri, and are you ready to reach the masses by sending more leads to your products? Are you excited about paying it forward and being of service to others? Would you like to build your confidence and achieve what you deem an impossible goal? I bet your answer is yes to all of these questions. So stay with me, because in a few minutes I'm going to be introducing a very, very amazing gentleman. And I just want to describe what coaching is to the listeners who are new to my show. And coaching is, to me, it's a results-based, forward-moving process. It's a relationship with me, your coach, confidential, non-judgmental, fun, and objective relationship in which you get to fall in love with yourself more deeply. And you do that because I take you through a process in which you know yourself better. Sight for sound is the name of my life coaching practice. Sight for sound. When I see things as they truly are, I make sound choices. And that happens because the more I know myself, the better my life works. I have more information about myself. Maybe I discovered a new value. Maybe I've discovered some new boundaries, what I stand for, what I don't stand for anymore. Perhaps I'm getting in my own way, and I discover what that is that I was letting get in my way of living in my potential. And you notice I speak in first person, so you, the listener, hear it in first person. It helps you absorb it, internalize it easier than if I were to say you or we. That's part of my life coaching, is working with different words, words and thoughts, because we become what we think. We make real what we put our attention to. And then I flip it and say, I become what I think. I make real that to which I put my attention. And we have all kinds of judgments going on, positive judgments, negative judgments going on inside of ourselves. Our subconscious is filled with tons of information that perhaps has not been brought forth to our consciousness. So as a life coach, I ask you questions. That's what I primarily do. I ask you questions and give you the space to come to the answer on your own, bringing forth that information in the subconscious to the conscious. So that is what life coaching is all about. That is what I am and who I am as a life coach. Find out more about me on sightforsound.com. Sightforsound.com. And as always, I encourage you to call in to the show. Even if I'm deep in a conversation with my wonderful guest that I'm going to introduce in a few minutes, call in, ask questions, share your thoughts. It's free coaching. 877-876-5227. From Canada and U.S., 888-815-9756. And local number 530-876-3222. 877-876-5227. Feel free to call in to the show. We have till 2:55 today. I am excited. We are going to be giving away some free books today on today's show. A special treat from my special guest, who is the co-creator and senior advisor to Mark Victor Hansen and James Skinner of UPublish. UPublish is an online publishing portal. It transforms the way people publish and consume information. So you get to generate more awareness, send more targeted leads to your website or your offline store, and also sell directly to people who are already looking for what you are selling. And this could be even photography. Maybe you're an amateur photographer and you love your work and you want to display it and share it with the world. You can make money in doing so. So UPublish was co-created with my special guest. His name is Royce Krueger. He is also the co-founder of Covey Leadership Center. And I'm sure most of you know the author Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. So the Covey Leadership Center is the world's largest training and education company. So I am very honored to introduce my guest today, Mr. Royce Krueger. Hello, Royce.
Hello, Janet, and thank you very much for having me as a guest. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I am honored to have you here.
Well, it's an honor for me, too, and it's a pleasure to talk to a host that is as gracious as you are and who believes in the art of coaching. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, I do. I really believe that. We are all here with our own unique gift, and we're here to contribute, and I think it's important for all of us to know ourselves as best as is possible so that we live in our potential. And I'm excited about UPublish, upublish.com. I joined this past June. And I'm actually curious, Royce, when UPublish started. I know it's still sort of new.
Yeah, it is new. We actually launched the site on May 7th of this year. That was our initial launch. And the concept, though, is approximately a year prior to that when we started it. And it is it has been just a fantastic project to watch it evolve and turn into what's called UPublish, and frankly, we're going to continue to evolve it and improve it, especially over the next 6 or 7 months. You're going to see some major changes, and you'll see all sorts of upgrades and additional features to the site.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a wonderful process, creating a place where people can self-publish at no cost to themselves. They can make money on it if they want to charge, or they can make it free if they want to just give it away. And like you said, it's any digital file that they can publish on UPublish.
Yeah, in fact, I have, for example, I have my BBS radio show MP3 files up there. So it can be MP3 files, it can be books, photos. I think people have DVDs as well.
And they can do all of that, and also something that's very unique that we do, that people can put up a book, for example, and they can put up an audio file that has the text file inside of that particular product. And if they want to do a promotional video to promote their video, or if they want to do some video segment that is an example, gives an example to the book, they can combine all of that into one product. And so the imagination is let loose when they use you publish. It's an opportunity for people to use their imaginations and use this new digital world that we find ourselves living in today.
Yeah, it's a remarkable world out there. Who planted the seed for you publish? Whose idea was it? I know, so you're joined with Mark Victor Hansen and James Skinner in you publish, and who planted the seed?
We're the three advisors to it. We were meeting in Singapore. It's the first time the three of us had met together, and we were sitting in at dinner, and we were saying, what would we like to do together? And we realized that we all had the same common goal of selling a billion books. And we said, well, how do we do that? And so we made five different ways in which we could do it. And in that conversation, one of the ways was the core concept of You Publish, where we could help other people join us and publish those books. And that's the, it actually happened in Singapore in approximately May of 2006. And the first outgrowth of that was a little website we called ideasthatcanchangeyourlife.com. And on that website, we published 101 e-books that we had written in 97 days.
And speaking of that, folks, three of those books are free books for you today. For listening to today's show, you'll see the link on my website there on my radio site. It's also upublish.com/files/13210. And those books today are, one is called Forgiven, the other is called Confidence, and the third is The Process of Achieving an Impossible Goal. I mean, right then and there, so you wrote 101 e-books in 97 days.
Yeah, it was a fantastic experience. We literally from ground zero crafted those books and put them together and had them published and ready to go on the internet in 97 days.
Oh my goodness.
We took some time and went to the Maldives. We actually crafted some outlines. We did some drafting there. We came back to Singapore, and we actually taught them and had them transcribed, and then we edited those into the books. It was a very fun process, and the books are really rather amazing. They still sell very, very well. We actually have distributed over 2 million of those books so far.
Wow. And when were they ready?
They were ready in September of 06. And then we transitioned. When we put those together, we started to realize at that point that what we wanted to do is to really add other publishers. So you can go to upublish.com/ideas, and you can see all 101 e-books. We're selling the package there for $500 or $495 apiece. And we decided that we would invite others to publish books with us, and it's been a marvelous success. And so far, have just under 10,000 people who've joined us in this endeavor.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask how many members so far. So just under 10,000. Well, that's a great number.
Yeah, it is a great number, and we believe that will double in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're getting that type of momentum right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I found out about You Publish through Sharon Jeffers, who is a dear friend and colleague, author of Cards of Destiny, and she had sent me an email, and I got right on there. I think I joined in within a couple of days, and I've been really enjoying the process of seeing You Publish grow and develop and upgrade, and I'm shouting it out to the public that the customer service at ePublish is bellissimo.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been fantastic. It's fantastic.
Well, that really pleases me, because we've tried to give excellent support to this. We love feedback. We do have a place for people to make comments. We have a blog. We try to incorporate that feedback, and it helps us to make that site just better and better.
Mm-hmm.
And the vast variety of things that people are publishing is just absolutely amazing to me. We have people who are publishing their songs. They become their own vocalists, or they use their own instrument. They
mm-hmm.
also publish the music itself, the written music. They combine that together, and sometimes doing that on video. And so they have it on musical video with it. We have all sorts of photography up there. In my own site at /Royce, R-O-I-C-E, you'll see my own books that I've written. But you'll also see a lot of my photography, which is one of my hobbies that I do.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've been to your site probably a few days ago, and I didn't look through. So what is your favorite type of photography?
Well, my wife and I have a cabin at 8,000 feet in the Rocky Mountains.
Mm.
And I was raised in the national parks of the western United States. And so natural scenery is what I love. But I also have 11 grandchildren and 4 children. And I love people, and especially of the family, capturing photos of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my favorite. But usually what you'll see me post is natural scenery or sights that I see as I travel around the globe doing seminars and doing coaching.
So you grew up in the national parks.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
My best friends as I was growing up were squirrels, chipmunks, deer, skunks, the like.
So those were your neighbors.
Those were my neighbors.
Oh, my goodness, that is so wonderful. You had chosen these three books today to give away for free: Forgiven Confidence, The Process of Achieving an Impossible Goal. And as I was reading through them, I had this question for you, Royce.
Yes.
Is when did you achieve your first impossible goal?
Well, I think my very first impossible goal was to fly around the world.
Mm-hmm.
From a little boy that grew up in the national parks and looked at red ledges and looked for pine trees and so forth, that type of thing. My world is rather small, but a little bit larger than someone in an urban zone. And one day I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to fly around the world? I had my first chance of flying to fly out to Asia. But then I set the goal to fly around the world, and sure enough, I was able to do that. In fact, in 1 year, I flew around the world 6 times to the major continents of the world, and really was an eye-opener from this little boy that was raised in the national parks.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And so that happened to me at age 22, when I stood 22 and 23, when I was achieving that impossible goal, if you would.
Wow, and what did you say to yourself? And were you afraid? Were you shocked? Were you just? I just imagine the thoughts and feelings that were going through you.
I think all of those feelings I felt, but I think the greatest thought I felt was that of thankfulness of the blessing of being able to do it. And I felt like it was a gift given to me, and I've always felt that those great experiences and opportunities were a gift in my mind and then a gift given to me in the reality. I have one of my foundational books that I've used in my life to grow from is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Napoleon Hill.
Yeah, the great classic. And whatever a man can, you know, that we can think it, we can believe it, we can achieve it. And I've always felt that's so important, that people look beyond what their natural limitations or cultural limitations or those limitations that are around them in their environment. And if we can look past that, if I can look past that ledge out of that national park and I can see the globe is round and I can wish to go around it, yes, I can do that. That is
mm-hmm.
possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also discovered something in that process. Normally that's achieved by the assistance and help of other people.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah. It really is. You have to look beyond yourself, because you put the thoughts out to the universe. And I don't know about you, but Janet, but I always teach that the most important thing you need to do is set that goal, enunciate it, make it clear, write it down so that the universe can get in behind you and help you start achieving it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very aligned with that, Royce. And speaking of, and then going further and talking about having people surround me and surround us to support and help, that is one thing that I teach and encourage my clients. I think that there are people who get stuck, and I was one of them. There are people who get stuck at, well, you know, there's people saying that I can do it and I can achieve, and this goal that I think is impossible is actually possible, but I'm afraid to do it. You know, I'm afraid to do it. And I think subconsciously, people, they just don't think about, what if I get myself a group of mastermind, you know, I build a mastermind group and I surround myself with other leaders. And once they figure that out, or they realize, okay, well, I'm gonna get some help here and have some leaders around me, my goal is going to be that much easier.
Yeah, it's for each person, it's a unique experience, but there are those guidelines that we find that the very first thing is you have to determine what it is you really want. And some people say, well, don't make it too unrealistic or you'll be disappointed if you don't achieve it. And which is setting yourself up not to grow a lot, but there's others who really want to grow a lot. I mean, literally, we set the goal to sell 1 billion books. And, you know, Mark Victor Hansen, one of the partners, now that's a lot easier for him to say because he's already 157 million into selling 1 billion.
Yeah.
You know, and so James, Mark, and I, between the three of us, we've got over 2 million, and we can add to that, but you cannot limit yourself, because the opportunities can manifest themselves and the people will come to you for solutions to find it. And I really think through You Publish, we will sell 1 billion books. And not only books, in my mind, books just represent that transfer of information, of knowledge, of wisdom to other people. And so I think that we'll have 1 billion pieces of significant wisdom that will be shared with the world in many languages.
Indeed.
Around the world. We've already got the site up in Japanese. When we have the Japanese joining us, we have many users from China as well as many users from Korea on our site already.
Okay. So You Publish is, it's already expanding outside of the U.S.
Yes, it is.
And do you plan to reach all the continents?
We want to reach, within the year, all of the major languages of the world. We've engineered the site so we can do that. So we'll take the major languages. We're already accessed by 168 countries in the world who access our site regularly. And so we want to increase that access so that we have all of the countries in the world and all of the major languages. And hopefully, eventually, it'll be available in all of the major internet languages, so that those that are used that way. So, and we think also the expansion into other digital media beyond the internet might be also useful for us to use too. So we're even exploring that.
Okay. Do you have some thoughts to share on that, or is it top secret right now?
Well, I think that it's not so much top secret. Logically, you would say that anyone would say that what you see happening in the telephone market today and what's happening with the internet plus the telephone market, is obviously we need to engineer towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's just the demand by consumers, and how we do that and how we'll get that accomplished will be probably in one of our patented approaches, such as how people view files on the internet today. Because your listeners today, Janet, go to our website and they look at the three books, they'll notice that the books immediately are readable right there on the site. But the unique thing about that reader is that you can read 27 other different file types on that same reader, and we've patented that.
That piece is so unique, Royce. I was going through it again today, and it sort of felt like a slideshow in a way, and it's wonderful for people to have access to it that, you know, that quickly and breeze through it. And I was going to ask you what you think you publish, like how does you publish stand out from the rest? So I see that this piece is one part and one part of it.
Yeah, many people will know YouTube, right? So we'll just use YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube is a great site. There's a lot of fun and a lot of information. It's been fantastic what has happened to YouTube. However, they're limited in a couple of dimensions. And one of them is they only share video.
Mm-hmm.
On you publish, we can share any digital file type. Now, I want to underscore that. Any digital file type people can share on the site. They can upload it and download it. If they want to view it, we're right now limited to 28 file types. And that's a lot of file types to just view in. So you get the major audio and video and text files that you can see on our site. The other thing that YouTube is limited in, they don't make it easy for you to sell something if you want to sell it. On our site, if you want to sell it, that's fine. We will split the revenue with you 50-50 on that. And it's very easy to upload something. You set your own price. You control your own copyrights. It's all yours. We're simply the platform. So we're different with that. If you go to Amazon and they have this little ebook called Kindle,
mm-hmm.
With a Kindle, your reader is the Kindle itself, and you have to have the files on the Kindle. Well, with us, you can have it on any computer, anything that'll digitally read that viewer that we have. And so that is different. And also the Kindle, they only pay you 35% versus we pay 50%. So there is a difference there that's major. And then in the other publishing sites that we find who just publish ebooks, and there's some great ones out there, they are fundamentally ebooks and they don't combine the other file types with it. And sometimes they're only fee and sometimes they're only free. And usually, I haven't found one that has broken this rule, but I'm just going to say usually because I think there may be some that do it for free.
Mm-hmm.
They don't allow you to register and to do it for free on our site like we do.
Yeah.
You know, and so people can use our site for marketing. I
do.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful place. Just I saw a person today put up something that I thought was wonderful. They, on their own website, their own blog, they said, look, here's this wonderful file I've created that in real estate, how to sell your home in 30 days. Can you imagine the target zone he's in today with that? And he says, to purchase this, just simply go to youpublish.com. And he had a hot link that went right over and people could immediately purchase.
Yeah, it really is simple.
Yeah, it's very simple. And to publish something, I don't know what you found in the experience. We try to make this better and better. But if people have their file types prepared and everything they know that they're going to upload, they can literally have something published in 5-10 minutes. It's complete.
It's true. I had an extremely easy time uploading my files. And my separate MP3 files, I then decided, well, I wanted to make sort of an album of all the files. I wanted 10 files in one product.
Yes.
And so I emailed the support at YouPublish. Thank you, Monty McDonald. She's wonderful.
She is wonderful.
Thank you, Monty. Yeah. And she said, just send the files and we'll group it up for you. And we'll use the cover design you want and... You know, it was done for me probably in a couple of hours, and I, you know, the idea just came to my head, so I put it out there, and you know, maybe to me it did seem like an impossible goal, and I said, well, I'm just gonna put it out there, and I emailed support, and Monty said absolutely, and it was done. And, you know, it's great that it's free. I mean, the joining You Publish is very easy. It's very simple. It's very quick. There's really nothing to do. And I as a member of You Publish, just go. I have my own page set up. I have my own profile with my picture and my bio, and then my library of all of my products and my publications, and that is, if I decide I want to put something new up there today, I'll just go there, and it'll probably take me about 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's really that easy. And when, for example, we published these three books today, I mean, that happened in a few minutes. Those were available in just a few minutes as Monty put those up available. And let me comment to the users today. We have a limited time period that we're making these available. It'll be until December 2nd. And so people for the next 2 weeks, they can go online. They can study them online. They can read them online. It takes them 15, 20 minutes per book unless they're really going to study them and so forth. If they want to go beyond December 2nd to have these available for themselves, they need to click on the Add to Library button. And that Add to Library, if they are not already a YouPublish user, that will help mm-hmm. them to register on the site, which is free, take them a couple of minutes, and then those books will be preserved in their own private library on YouPublish, and they'll be able to go back and read those and study those anytime they want, and or to download them to their own computer if they want to. So they can, in a PDF format, be able to read those on their computer and take them with them and use them for study purposes.
And they're beautiful. I downloaded them today and scanned through them, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of the 101. It's such a great idea. 101 Ideas That Can Change Your Life series. And also, You Publish has this great service where once a week they blast an email and they promote a member.
Right.
And it's for free.
Free promotion.
Yep. Free promotion, and it's such a great service.
Yeah, and we also in that newsletter try to put tips in there. For example, if someone's going to use a site and make it really work for them, they need to do what you did. Put your picture up, a profile that describes you. Inside of that, you can give email addresses, you can give websites, you can share anything that you want that will enhance people coming to your site. You can, as you upload a file, you can put a thumbnail of the cover, and I recommend highly that people put a thumbnail, put a brief description. And also, if they're selling something, they need to put a sample file up so people have an opportunity to sample what it is before they purchase.
Yeah, that is a great idea. In fact, I just published my first book ever written. And
congratulations, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
That's a wonderful achievement, big achievement.
It really is. It's a rite of passage.
It is, totally.
I was like, nobody warned me about this. And it was almost as if I went through every experience that I wrote about in the book itself.
Yeah.
And so to the listeners out there, if you've ever wanted to write a book or you love writing, you can publish your own book on YouPublish, and you can publish newsletters or one-pagers. You know, there's a lot of people who write poetry. I mean, could be so many. I mean, it's really unlimited what people can publish and express about themselves and share it with.
They can make it digital. They can publish it on YouPublish.
Yep.
A couple of thoughts came to mind on the book. You said that it's such a high threshold, and it's a rite of passage. Stephen Covey used to tell me, he says, Royce, it takes 7 years to write a good book.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's what it took him to write several of his. In fact, I happen to know it took him much longer than that to formulate the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yeah.
And I've often thought about him in the context of You Publish, how I would work with Stephen Covey today, because I was talking to some potential authors recently as I attended Mark's mega speaking event and had a display there. And as I was talking to those authors, I said, you know, at UPublish, you can take the same ebook and put different titles on it and see which title sells the best. Or if you want to change your content, you can change it very rapidly. You can change it immediately.
Yeah.
If you see a typo. If you want to add a chapter, or you have some user that writes in and says, you know, I would really like a story in this area, you can insert the story. It's very dynamic. It's very dynamic what you're creating, and it's very useful because you can test things. And so, you know, if we expand our mind on this and just realize that UPublish is a very useful platform for us to publish. I have a grandson who is really a Star Wars person, and he just enjoys that. So he shared some of his thoughts and some of the things he's put together in the Star Wars genre that's up there.
Ah, that's so sweet.
I see. I have a little video of my granddaughter up there on my site, /Royce. They can see Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. They can see my granddaughter, the budding
singing
star, the budding star, I call her. You know, there's a family that I just love. They call themselves Complete Lee, L-E-E, Complete Lee.
Uh-huh.
And they publish music, they publish games, they have the children involved. It's a family affair.
Ah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and they're publishing and selling, I might add, and giving away on their site. And it's some very good stuff. Some of their Christmas stuff is very good. You know, it's very, very good.
Complete Lee. I just wrote that down. I'm going to check them out.
Yeah.
And you've been given some pointers like, well, if you have a book up there or any product, it's good to have a thumbnail that gives a sample. And I was going to say that I published my book, but I did not do the thumbnail. So I'm going to go back and create a thumbnail where people can sample the book before they buy it. So that's a great idea. And
just do your thumbnail as a JPEG file. And have that prepared and put it up as your cover art and put it up that way. And you know, Janet, another thing you can do with this site that is really fun, let's say that someone that you've been coaching and you talked about a book the two of you would like to co-author together.
Mm-hmm.
You can co-author on this site. Both of you can create your own site. Both of you can promote the book. And there's a place on our site where you can actually split the revenue that comes to you, how whatever split you want, 50-50 with your partner or 30-70, whatever, and we will automatically pay for you that commission to the party that is set up for whatever percentage that is decided. So you could get your 70%, they could get their 30 or whatever combination. Or if you wanted to pay a translator, pay them 10%. That's a way that you could pay a translator.
Ooh,
you know,
that's wonderful.
There's a whole variety of ways. We've tried to think through this and make it very flexible and friendly to people. In fact, sometimes we wonder if we don't have too much complexity behind it, but we try to make the user interface as simple as possible so you can get to that quite easily.
It really is simple. It is simple. And folks, if you have any questions about UPublish or any questions about you're living in your potential or achieving a goal, please call in 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. And I'm here with Royce Krueger, my special guest today, who is the co-creator and senior advisor to Mark Victor Hansen, James Skinner of UPublish. UPublish.com. So I'm learning a lot today, too, Royce.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Good. Thank you.
And it sounds like there's a web of creativity within the staff and founders of UPublish, and that the excitement is still there, and it's growing, and you're adding all these new services like the translator service. That's, you know, the co-author service and splitting the revenue. And I really like the idea of that family. You know, just have a family affair and I have a friend who's building, he's building a website about his family, the Italian family line. And, but You Publish is a great way for the whole family to express themselves in a creative way.
Right, and the younger generation, see, they will love digital. You know, as some of us who are older, you know, I'm 61 in December. We've learned the digital age, but as I watch my children and grandchildren, they're totally digital. And this is a way for them to share and to share that information in those files. And some of the videos that they put together and some of the audios they put together, and they're working beyond the text world that I grew up in. It was mostly text that I lived in, and some music on CDs and so forth. And it really allows them to express themselves, and we just hope that they will use this. There's one songwriter on the site, and he's just recently put up some more songs, and they're fabulous songs that he does, and I'm totally enjoying it. So what I like to do, and there's a place where you can make comments, is go in and just listen and make comments. And as people make a lot of comments, that's featured on our home page. There's a place that'll say the most talked about.
Oh yeah.
So you can sort by most talked about, and so you can also sort of on those that are getting the most hits, the most popular, if you would. And so you can rate on this. So there's a rating system. That there's also a flag. If there's too much flesh in a photo up there and you don't like it, you can flag it, and that will be summarily taken down on You Publish. There's no pornography allowed, so we want to make sure this site stays very family friendly oriented for everyone.
G-rated.
Yeah. G-rated. I think once in a while there's a little PG that gets up there, maybe a PG-13, but there's no R or X, that's for sure.
No. No. And as you're talking about, it's the digital age, and kids love this. And I work with middle school inner city kids.
Yes.
After school, through Inside Out Community Arts in Venice.
Yes.
And they, I'm a photographer, and I still shoot with film.
Yes.
And one day I brought my camera in to class, and I was taking some pictures. And they immediately went to look on the back of the camera to see the image. And this girl was like, "Well, I don't understand. Where's the picture? Where's the picture?" You know. And when I went home to visit my family, and I was with my nieces and nephews, you know, they're doing the same thing. I'm like, "Where's the picture?" So I was cracking up when you were saying. I was thinking of that when you were talking about the digital times ahead. And, you know, it would be a great idea for these kids I work with, and they create their own plays. We take them through performance workshops. They write poetry. You know, a lot of them have artistic talent, and I was thinking that would be great to get, like, an Inside Out Community Arts page up there and have these kids express themselves and have their, you know, we have some kids did videos to share and the poetry. And
I will guarantee you that because it's free and they can give it away free and they can do it so quickly that you introduce those kids to this site, they will start publishing on it. And we believe that's one of our key markets, is in universities, in schools. In fact, we're going to be launching a university scholarship program based upon publications put up at You Publish. That'll be one of the things
wonderful that
you're going to see very soon in the next few weeks that we'll do. And Janet, if you want to brainstorm with me, and we can do this offline, if you want to create something where you could get those inner city kids publishing and we could get more of them on the site and we could get their works up there, we'd be very willing to do something that would become even an incentive for doing that beyond just the fact that it's free and easy to access.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be very willing to do something with you on that.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, we get a deal.
Okay.
And the idea of it, you know, this idea of expressing in a healthy way, in a constructive way, is what we teach at Inside Oak Community Arts. And here, so it's like you publish, let's get to the kids, let's get to the students and give them a place, a very easy access place to express themselves in a healthy way. So this is, I'm even more excited about you publish now than I was 10 minutes ago. This is great. And,
yeah.
And the university scholarship is a wonderful idea.
Yeah, and you know, there's something that I'd like to pass on to the listeners. We decided from day one that if they will pass this to their friends and to their neighbors, and if those people sign up because of the results of someone promoting us, we will share 7.5% of the revenue that comes in from that sale to that person that is made for 2 years that they refer. So there's, you can actually, once you get your profile page and you've signed up, you see a referral link. Send that out, and we've made it very easy to invite friends and neighbors, and you send out that invitation to them and say, look, I've just published my first book on UPublish. I want you to go up and sign up and see it. And when they get excited about that and they start doing their own selling and so forth, then you would receive for 2 years a 7.5% commission if you would be shared back to them.
Another wonderful incentive. In fact, I have my referral link in the signature on every email.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jenna. I totally love you.
Well, I've had it there since day one. So it's there right under sightforsound.com. It's right there in my signature. And it's so simple. I like the website itself. It's very, very simple.
Yeah, good. By the way, over the next few weeks, you're going to see us change our homepage and make it even simpler and easier to use and much easier to get your files highlighted and so forth. So hold on. It's going to even improve, Janet. We're making the improvements.
Gosh.
Yeah.
How many people do you have with you at UPublish? Are you constantly bringing on new help?
We're a very interesting organization because we're a virtual organization. We have people working for us in Tokyo. We have people working with us in Singapore. We have people out of Zurich. We have people out of Los Angeles. We have some people out of the Salt Lake City area. I'm out of a little town called Springville. And I prefer to spend most of my time up at my cabin where I have DSL, if I might say, so I have full access to UPublish. And so we're a small team. On two hands, you can see this team that's putting this together. Yes, that's true, and it's very amazing.
It is very amazing.
Yeah, because we using contractors to do the work. There's no employees in this company.
Oh, great.
So.
Well, they must be really busy.
They are busy, and we're just very proud of our development team. We think they're superb. They put together that viewer that I talked about. They put together this publishing, and we actually asked them to do some work in a few months that it would have taken other people at least a year or two to do. And so we're very pleased with the quality of people we have on board. So you've met with Monty, kind of the tip of our iceberg.
Yeah. Monty, indeed. And there's a video tutorial of Monty on UPublish, and she speaks about UPublish and offers support in that video.
And there are several videos, and as we put up this new web page, you'll see the link to it. But you'll also see the links to it on our current site, as I think about it. And so we have several videos and we're just doing a YouTube type of videos where people can get in there, learn their lessons, and move on. We're not worried about the star power. We're worried more about the results that people can create. So, yes, we do have those helps. And like you said, they can always email support@upublish.com, and they can get the response that you've received when you wrote to support. And we'll do everything we can to solve the issue or challenge. And if someone finds a bug or an error or they have a suggestion to make it better, that's a good place to send the suggestions to support@upublish.com.
Great. Yeah, I definitely felt and I feel supported You know, if I've had a glitch, I've probably had like two little glitches, but nothing major, and have had excellent return, you know, in terms of someone getting back to me within a reasonable amount of time,
okay.
Which is wonderful too. Very good, very good. So what's next for you, Royce? Are you focused on you publish? Are you going to write another 101 books? What do you want the world to know?
About me, thank you for asking. My heart and soul right now is in UPublish, growing it, and making sure that it's very successful. So as a senior advisor with Mark and James, I plan on continuing to do this on an ongoing basis. Some consulting and trying to help people. I'd love to help people launch their businesses or to grow their businesses or to revive their businesses, as well as once in a while take someone on a personal basis to help them refine their life and grow their life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm going to do. I'll continue to do that. I just love the personal contact with people and enabling them to achieve what truly matters most to them.
I do too. I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller?
Yes, hello.
Hi there. Welcome to the show.
Hi. He mentioned his YouTube videos, and I have a few questions about them because I have an account on YouTube too, but I'm experiencing some censorship, and I want to know if his videos have been taken down at all.
If there's
has YouTube been censoring your videos at all? Is I guess my question.
No, YouTube doesn't censor our videos. It's our users who are the ones who give the feedback. And those are the ones who the users can flag the files and say, we don't think this is appropriate, then we review it. If it's not, then we pull it down.
Oh, but I mean, has YouTube itself ever censored you personally?
No. No.
And the flagging the videos, that's the thing I don't get, because if enough people flag any video, will that mean it's going to be taken down?
Yeah, what we do is we try to look at the type of response and what's objectionable. And we want to make sure that none of that is put up on the site, because we truly want to make this what I would call a reasonably family-friendly site, so people are not turned off. And we just don't want it to be another portal for pornography. There's just too many of those, in my estimation, on the website already.
What is your YouTube account name, by chance? I didn't pick that up earlier.
My account? Just go upublish.com/Royce, R-O-I-C-E. And Royce is spelled like voice, R-O-I-C-E versus a Y, which is my grandfather's spelling. So that's what my mother gave me.
Do we still have our caller? Thank you. Okay, well, thank you for calling. And those were great, great answers. So he was wondering if YouTube watched you publish. To censor, I think that's what he was getting at, Royce, yeah?
Yeah, I have not seen any of that happening, but I'm not sure if they're watching this or not. But I haven't seen a relationship or if I've talked
okay.
to seen one before.
Okay. Well, we have a couple of minutes left, and if you want to go back to finishing what you were sharing about you and what's important to you and what's next.
What's important to me is to get the world to talk with each other and to resolve the issues that we have in this world. And I believe through education, information sharing, relationship building, we can do this. I see UPublish is the way in which I right now can contribute, as well as I meet the people to the world and coach them to let them feel the love and the care for each other. And let's get this as the grassroots and not let the radicals of the world dominate the press and dominate our thinking that this is a bad world, because it's a very, very good world and there's a lot of good. And I want to support the good that's happening in this world in every way that I can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at my core. I've just talked about the core. I've just shared you my core. And I prioritize that through my family, through my friends, through the business relationships I have. And I really try to focus on making this world a better place, whatever way that I can. Mark Victor Hansen does the same thing, and so does James Skinner. Both are great influencers in this world, and it's a privilege to be working with them on this project.
They are indeed. They are indeed. Well, I feel more inspired, and I'm right with you, Royce, in feeling the love and care and getting the world to communicate and bridge the gap. And I'm so honored you took the time out to be here with me and talk about you published. I learned a lot. And listeners, go to www.upublish.com and join for free. It's very simple, very quick. And stay tuned for my next show, December 3rd, Tuesday at 2 p.m. with Lori Marcoux and Phil Holcomb, my mentors of Extraordinary Learning. And Royce, thank you so much.
Thank you, Janet. You've been marvelous. Thank you.
I look forward to talking with you soon. Thank you,
thank you.
World, for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Create a day. Bye-bye.